U.S. The Trump administration has paused all immigration applications, including green cards and U.S. citizenship requests, from people in 19 non-European countries, citing national security and public safety concerns. The decision expands on restrictions first introduced in June and deepens limits on immigration, a central pillar of President Donald Trump's political agenda. The affected countries include Afghanistan, Somalia, Burma, Chad, the Republic of the Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Sudan, Yemen, and several others that previously faced full or partial travel bans. Additional nations on the list include Burundi, Cuba, Laos, Sierra Leone, Togo, Turkmenistan, and Venezuela. The move comes days after an Afghan man was arrested in connection with a shooting in Washington that killed one National Guard member and left another critically injured. Officials said the incident was among the factors prompting the new policy. In recent days, Trump has sharpened his criticism of Somalis, using inflammatory language at rallies while declaring he does not want them entering the United States. Since returning to the office in January, Trump has intensified his push on immigration enforcement, deploying federal agents to major cities and tightening rules for asylum seekers at the U.S.-Mexico border. His administration has frequently spotlighted deportation efforts, but the latest steps show a renewed focus on reshaping legal immigration processes. Under the new order, all pending applications from the 19 countries will be put on hold. Applicants will face a comprehensive re-review that could include fresh interviews and additional security checks. The memorandum announcing the policy referenced several recent crimes allegedly involving immigrants, including the attack on National Guard members. Immigration lawyers say the effects are already visible. Sharvari Dalal Daini, senior director at the American Immigration Lawyers Association, said the group has received reports of canceled naturalization interviews, oath ceremonies, and status adjustment appointments for applicants from the affected countries.